Hi, I am pianist and composer Anders Helmersson, and I am presenting to you my new podcast.
14/8 is a very player-friendly and fluent grid to play in. If you play it in 6-2-6, it gives free rein to improvisation and creativity. And a fascinating thing with working with complex time signatures is that the way you subdivide the big bar into smaller bars, in that way you give a personal design to the loop and the time signature and make it sound comprehensible, and if it's well done, even interesting to listen to. This 14/8 bar could be subdivided into other combination, let's say 8/6, which is 14. But 8/6 would probably sound very much like 6-2-6, so I wouldn't get into that. But if I try to subdivide it in, let's say, 9/5, which is 14, if that's the case, I have to cut down the 9/8 bar as well to 3/3/8 bars, which will imply 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, time signature, 14/8. I will try to play this 6-2-6 phrasing of the 14/8, and at the same time count in the 3-3-3-5 combination. Then we'll see what that sounds like. It will be 1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-1-2-3-4-5. It doesn't fit at all. While I'm playing this loop, I'm using my right hand to play voice number 2 and 3. Number 2 sounds like this on the piano, but in the rig it sounds different because it's played on a keyboard with an automatic sustain on. So this sounds like a pad. And the first voice, like the lead, sounds like this on the piano. In the rig, it sounds more like a flute. It's monophonic and controlled by a sustain pedal. So this doesn't sound very well on the piano, but this is just for practice, yeah? So it will sound like maybe like this. This is 3 voices, even if it sounds like 2. And so on and so on. So what I've been trying to do with these loops here now is that I have multiplied them into 16 14/8 bars and joined them together in a big loop. My intention is that after this loop, there will be a change to another paradigm, another loop with another time signature, which happens to be 13/8, which is something completely different. It goes like... Okay, so that was the second loop you heard. Now I will try to combine the second with the first, join them together, and to do that, I would need a little transition. And a very cool thing you can do is actually to curtail the last bar in the first loop. So if you curtail the last 14/8 in the 16 bar loop until 11/8, and then I have to phrase that as 6-5. So the end will be 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5, bang! And bang, there comes the second loop in, okay? So it would be like something like 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-2-3-4-5-6, Now I will try to play the whole piece together, including the transition to the next loop with all the 3 voices and count at the same time. After that, I will go into the rig and demonstrate the thing with real keyboards and eventually also with drums and bass. Before doing that, just a silent reminder of the importance of using a metronome when you are practicing at home. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2,